Whistling, Mickey Mouse happily taps his foot as he turns the ship's wheel. It's a clip from Steamboat Willie, Walt Disney Animation Studios. An apathetic, lanky man in a suit stands at a train station holding a file folder. Behind him are multiple high-rise buildings. A title appears, Paperman. A train zips past behind him. He looks down as a piece of paper flies up and lands on his shoulder. The paper slips off his thin body and continues flying past him as a woman with brown hair chases it. She grabs the paper and puts it in her own file, then stands beside him. A gust of wind from another train blows a piece of paper out from the man's folder and up against the woman's face. He immediately removes it. And when he holds it up, she sees her lipstick marks on his paper and giggles. He looks down at it and snickers. He turns to find the woman entering the train. As it begins moving, she turns in her seat and looks at him with big brown eyes. The wind blowing his hair, he smiles, still holding up the paper. In an office, the man sits next to a window, staring down at the paper with a lipstick mark on it. A stern man drops a stack of documents on his desk. As the man walks away, a breeze carries the paper with a lipstick towards the window, but the lanky man grabs it. His eye catches something outside, and he slams his hands against the glass to see. In the building across from his, he sees the woman he met at the station sitting down for a meeting. He opens the window and flails his arms around trying to get her attention, but she doesn't see him. The stern man, his boss, peeps out from his office and gives the lanky man the evil eye. So he sits back down. The man grabs one of the documents from the pile and makes a paper airplane. The thin man throws it out the window, aiming for the woman, but it immediately falls. He pops his head out and watches it as it spirals down towards traffic on the street below. Determined, he makes another airplane. This one soars the whole way across, but hits the wall a few inches from the window and falls. As he prepares another airplane, his boss pushes him away and shuts the window. The boss leaves, eyeing the thin man as he heads back to his office. When the stern man is out of sight, the lanky man throws another airplane, which floats onto the desk of a portly gentleman on the floor below. The lanky man shakes his hands, motioning that the airplane wasn't for him, and the portly man crushes the paper. The thin man throws a few more airplanes, which almost reach the window, but hit the wall. Finally, one airplane does make it through the window, but flies right behind the woman, and she doesn't see it. Having unknowingly used up all his paper, the man reaches behind him for another sheet. He knocks the file rack off his desk, and his colleagues stare at him. The lanky man looks out the window and sees the woman stand up to leave. The wind carries the paper with her lipstick toward the window, but he catches it just in time. He uses it to make an airplane, but before he can throw it, the wind blows it out of his hand. The plane floats down toward the street. The stern man comes out from his office, and the colleagues who were staring at the lanky man whip back around to their work. He looks down to the street and sees the woman leaving the building. As he steps away from the window, his boss stands before him holding out another pile of documents. The thin man sits and stares at the stack. Suddenly his eyes widen, and he hustles out of the office, knocking down papers as he exits. Outside, as the woman turns a corner, the lanky man stumbles out the revolving doors and darts across the busy street. Baffled, he spins around looking for the woman. His eye catches something. The paper airplane with a lipstick on it resting on a mailbox. Disgruntled, he snatches it and throws it with all his might. It soars through the air, passing above the buildings and through the clouds. The airplane finally falls in a narrow alley, where it lands amongst the hundreds of other paper airplanes, illuminated by a thin column of light from above. Lying on its side, with a red lipstick mark on one wing, the airplane begins to shift from side to side. Suddenly it inches forward, then takes to the air, fluttering around for a moment until the other airplanes follow it out of the alley. They form a whirlwind-like circle as the thin man walks past the alley, hunched over in frustration. One by one, they float out in line and follow him. The plane with the lipstick flies ahead and sticks onto the man's leg. And when he tosses it aside, a few more fly forward and stick onto his chest. He rubs them off, but more float up and begin pushing him backwards. They carry him across the road as the one with the lipstick takes off at full speed above the streets. It zooms past a newsstand, blowing papers away, and finally settles on a bouquet outside a flower shop where the woman is standing. Seeing her lipstick mark, she stares at it closely and raises her eyebrows. The plane floats around her and flies off, forcing her to follow it. Smiling, she trails the plane up a flight of stairs and onto a railway platform as the other airplanes push the lanky man up a separate flight of stairs. The lipstick plane floats ahead of the woman and leads her into a train right as the carriage begins to move. The planes force the thin man into another train, but when he tries to escape from his seat, the airplanes push him back down. In her train, the woman sits holding the lipstick airplane. Arriving from opposite directions, the two trains come to a stop across from one another. The woman steps out of one and tosses the plane in her hands, but it doesn't fly. A gust of paper planes sweep past her feet, and she turns around to find the thin man standing in front of the other train, covered in paper airplanes. He stumbles forward as the planes fall off. They stand facing each other, the woman holding the lipstick plane as she gazes into the man's eyes. Still photos of the lanky man and the woman sitting in a cafe laughing, with a lipstick airplane sitting between them. Credits appear. Then against a black background, the paper plane flies in a circle and zips away. A paper plane with a glittering trail arcs over a magnificent fairy tale castle.